Greetings, and welcome to episode 39. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, 5-time Amazon best-selling author, radio show host, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks, LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today's podcast will give you an opportunity to gain some golden nuggets about your own leadership capacity, and you will gain insight into a multitude of other areas related to leadership, training possibilities, and learn more about the experiences of my guests. My special guest is none other than Dr. Tammy Erickson. Let me share a little bit more about her journey. Dr. Tammy has more than 20 years experience in regulatory and compliance arena, holding top level positions in the for-profit higher education industry that dealt with reviewing, commenting, and implementing federal, state, local, and accreditation standards for many companies, multiple locations, and overseeing staff. She has 5 years of online teaching experience and many more in employee training field. Dr. Tammy holds a PhD in organizational leadership, master's in public administration, a Bachelor of Arts in psychology, and a criminal justice and associate of arts in general psychology. Currently, she is the CEO of Bit of Everything, which is focused on partnering with businesses of all kinds related to their regulatory and compliance needs. She provides leadership training, team building, board training, and a variety of other types of training, branding small businesses and individuals through marketing, and more. Small business planning and development, assisting in fundraising planning, company culture, change agent and strategic planning partner, participating board member, one-on-one professional and leadership coaching as well. She lives in Gonzales County, Texas, where she is active in her community. She is involved in Preservation of Texas initiatives. She operates a resale booth in Peach Creek Antique, downtown Gonzales, Texas. She serves as a board member on the Gonzales City Visitors Board, is a member of the Gonzales Chamber of Commerce, and is an auxiliary member of the Daughters of the Republic of Texas Gonzales chapter. Dr. Erickson believes that a smile is something to be shared with everyone. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I'll give my guest, Dr. Tammy Erickson, an opportunity to share with our listening audience. As always, remember to check out my website at www.dressiespeaks.com, where you can find all my books about school transformation, school leadership, and so much more. In addition, you can check out my latest release, Women of Virtue, Walking in Excellence, another Amazon bestseller. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Annetta Rogers. Join me on Wednesday at 5 p.m. for my new podcast, Legacy Game Changers. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., join me and we'll talk about finance, education, and wealth building for you and your family to leave a legacy for your loved ones. Once again, that's Legacy Game Changers, Wednesday at 5 p.m.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
Welcome back to Dr. Essie Speaks Education, your podcast host, Dr. Essie McCoy. My special guest is Dr. Tammy Erickson.
First, let me congratulate you on all of your success. And from your bio, I can tell that you have done quite a lot and you have a multitude of experiences.
Well, thank you, Dr. Essie, for the great bio. And thank you for having me today on your show. I have been doing a lot of exciting things recently. I have been still working in my local community. We've been struggling since COVID, so we've been working mostly with our downtown businesses to find new ways and open ways of exciting out-of-the-box items or ways to think about differently how to sell, how to get drive-through. You know, people were like, oh, I don't have drive-throughs. Well, you could do curbside. So we've been spending most of my time lately with that small, innovative business group, looking at ways to open up businesses and still survive through the COVID time. It's been a fantastic experience for me, stepping outside of the higher education arena and using those skills to do something different. Something that's not in my bio, something that rarely shows up on my resume that I do, is I have a different type of business. I run a small farm. I actually raise beef cattle. Well, I do have two longhorns because every Texan should have a longhorn on their farm. I also raise farm fresh eggs, and I have a full run of gardens that I run. I have a small vegetable farm that runs seasonal, and I share those with my community. So that is what's not on my bio and what I've been up to lately.
Oh my goodness. I can tell you, when you talked about the small garden, I really just perked up. And I'm just, you know, elated that you are sharing all of that, because you're exactly right. That wasn't on your bio. And you talked about running a small farm, and thank you for all that you do. So just tell the listening audience, how did you get started with all of this?
So I actually started in higher education as a student worker doing photocopies. And it's kind of funny that I was all about policies and processes and made a manual on how to use the photocopy machine. Eventually, someone took notice and said, maybe you shouldn't just be making photocopies. And I began working up the ranks as I was going to school. I originally started out as wanting to be a forensic psychologist back in the day when DNA was just being discovered in mass quantity. I had a professor who told me, you talk a lot. And you can't talk a lot behind a microscope. And she led me to a new field, and that was my public administration master's degree. I, from there, again, continued up the ranks, moving through colleges and universities. I have worked every position from financial aid, career services, up to my director levels and executive level positions, all while going to college, and then just continued on with that. I'm very thankful that when I got started in this business, that professor was the one who changed my life and said, you're just not. I mean, you're a good scientist, but you really are a better person with your ability to speak. So that is where I got started, was just that original making photocopies at $3 an hour. Yeah, it was only $3 an hour back then. $3 an hour making photocopies. I took the initiative to say, somebody behind me will be doing this. I did a policy procedure manual. I listened to a faculty who was guiding me. And from there, I just kept making steps after steps and continued to do it. And that is how my world exploded. All these years, 20 years. Maybe it took 20 years to get there. The other thing that I learned is the more that I gave back, the more that I got back along my journey. So that is exactly how I got into the field of compliance, higher education. That is now how I am here as a consultant with Bit of Everything, and not only continuing to do what I do in higher education, but now to give back to my community and work with the small businesses. So I always encourage everyone to continue, start at the bottom, work your way up, and also give back. So that's how I started out.
Just simply amazing. And you also gave us a critical nugget, and that was the more you gave back, the more you got back. And I just hope that the listening audience will just heed to that advice and just utilize that into what they do each and every day. So tell us a little bit about who inspired you.
Well, that's I get that question a lot. And I was recently doing a presentation where my mom was there. And I was telling the audience all about how Sam Houston, once the president of Texas, then the governor of Texas, was my inspiration because he is a gentleman who would stand up for what he believed in. He was able to speak what he believed in and would not stand down. If he believed it, he stood up for it. Now, we could talk about whether we believed that his was right or wrong, but here nor there. He was for Texas, and I am definitely for Texas. And after that presentation, my mom said, I had it all wrong. Leave it to our mamas to correct us. She said, you weren't inspired by Sam Houston, although he probably helped you. She says to me, you were inspired by your daddy. Everything you do is all about your daddy. My daddy passed away about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Every time I turn around, you're asking in the sky, what would daddy do? How would daddy do it? You do everything like your dad. So I was definitely taken back about that. And when I sat back and thought about it, it is my dad who inspired me. My dad worked early in the morning, worked late at night. He'd work 4 or 5 jobs, which I currently do. He didn't give up. He did stand up for what he believed in and would tell everyone all about it, whether we wanted to hear about it or not. It's just that I was really missing the mark, and my mom thought about it. So if I had to say who inspired me, it is about my dad. He used to have a little saying, and he would say that tomorrow might not come, so you have to live it today. And I always still live by that. What if tomorrow didn't come? And that's how I got my smile. At the end of the day, and my bio, you have to smile. It's free. Share it, because tomorrow might not come. And did you smile at that person that was next to you? And did you share that? Because you should have. And so my mama, she was right. It's really my daddy who inspired me to just give it my all every day.
It's amazing how mothers always know, and I am sorry to hear about your loss, but you know what? Your legacy, his legacy continues in you. And, you know, even when you talked about the governor, about standing up and speak your truth, and you just left another golden nugget. Tomorrow may not come, so live today. So thank you for sharing that. And as you know, I work with young people who are looking at all that life has to offer, and they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with their lives. So tell us, what really got you started? And you talked a little bit about that, but when you had to analyze everything and say, okay, this is what I'm going to do, and I know you took it day by day and you started as a student worker, but how did you really get to the point where you said to yourself, after having all these wonderful experiences, I'm going to make sure that I follow this path? So just tell us a little bit about that, and tell us a little bit more about your business.
Well, it wasn't easy, and I don't think that some of my friends say it was really easy and they just knew they were going to be a doctor. I don't think that that was an easy choice for me. And what I tell others is that it's okay not to know the minute that you wake up what you want to be when you grow up. Some days I still think I'm figuring it out myself. I think that it is to discover what you like to do, to follow that path, and to listen to others around you, but not do as they expect you to do. So my family thought I would be a lawyer. My family thought that I would be something else. I wanted to be a scientist. And that's what I set out to do. Although I listened to everyone, and the key point that I learned from listening to everyone was that I was probably meant to go to college. That I listened to and I went, and I followed that path. I listened to people around me as I was learning about the different programs that were being offered and things, and the faculty member who told me that they recognized something different in me. And I said, would I like it? So I tried it. Sometimes we fear the change or the fear in us to just try something. So I tried a class to see if I like it. I will try to do a video. I found out I'm not very good at doing videos. I will try to plant something new. If you don't try, you won't get there. If you want to plant a seed, you have to plant the seed and try to grow it. I think that that's the most valuable thing I can teach people, even today in my small business development. So we talk about that, is that so many of them were afraid to try curbside pickup for their business. Well, if you don't try it, how do you know that it's going to work? If you think that you want to be a plumber, have you tried it? Have you watched YouTube videos? Have you learned anything about it? Or do you just think that you want to do that? Try it. Learn about it. Then you might find out that you don't really like the gross things about plumbing and that maybe electrician is better for you. Maybe you find out that you like the policies and procedures behind that and you want to become a code maintenance person. Maybe you find out that you really like the engineering pieces and that you want to go to college. So exploring is really important as you're learning about what you want to do, as you're getting close to graduating. Listen to people that are telling you what you might like to do. Go research it. Look at yourself about what you like to do. And that is what I do with my businesses, and that's how my businesses now have started to grow. I like to work with people. That professor way back in that day said, you like to talk? That's exactly what I do all day long is I talk. I talk to people. I explore with people. I actually work my voice to help others in the field. And so, you know, that's my end of the day is to explore yourself. What do you like to do? Are you someone who likes to read? Are you someone who likes to do hands-on? And explore those things.
So once again, so many wonderful key points. And to all of the young people and the students who are listening, no matter whether you are transitioning from high school or going into college or whatever chosen field that you think you might be interested in, it's okay at this point not to know. But once again, Dr. Tammy said, discover what you like, follow a path, listen to others. Don't fear the change. Just try it and explore and plant that seed and let it grow. I just love that, and I hope that you do take that advice. So, Dr. Tammy, tell me a little bit about your challenges that you have faced and how did you overcome?
So, very interesting. Something that, well, more people know about me these days than before. I have always been sick. I've always battled illnesses. In fourth grade, I had my tonsils out. I had a cardiac arrest, couldn't go back to school. Once in high school, I was at Disneyland with a group of people, chased a little kid, passed down. I'm probably one of the few people that have actually been to the Disneyland infirmary. I, at 29, was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, and I also now have early stages of Parkinson's. So very interesting as a challenge, I have to overcome my medical every day. And I didn't used to tell people that I had disabilities, but now I'm not afraid of my disabilities. I think that it's part of my challenges. Every day I have to wake up and say, I can do it. It doesn't matter. My pump just beeps at me and I push the pump and I'm not afraid in conferences just to push the pump. Most people know what it is now, so it's okay. But overcoming all these illnesses all the time, you know, going to falling asleep in classes, oh, it was very difficult not knowing. It's very difficult to sit in a board meeting and be munching on food, and people be looking at me like, why did she bring food into the boardroom? Well, I learned that these are challenges. I just started, at some point, I started educating people about my diseases. Yes, sometimes I repeat words. That's because of the Parkinson's. It has nothing to do with that. I didn't think you heard me. It doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. It's just how I am. Yes, sometimes I have to bring food into my meeting. And it's a challenge because it's not always seemed as professional. It's sometimes very difficult because you don't feel good and you just don't want to do it. And you have to tell yourself, are you going to stay in bed? Are you going to get up and do it? You're going to get up and do it. I'm also now not fearful. I was once leading a team of 12 people, and I told the team, look, I'm diabetic. I handed them instructions on what to do with me when I got sick. And this became my motto for all my teams. I'm like, here's instructions. If I fall down, this is what to do with me. Because I, at some point, became grown up and thought, I don't want to die. Here's what people need to know about me. That's kind of how I overcome the challenge of being sick and people around me. Thank goodness I did that, because on that one particular meeting down in Florida, they noticed I didn't come out of the bathroom and they knew how to disconnect my pump and call the emergency. But challenge, it is. And so that's my biggest challenge. Some of my other challenges are that I do like to talk a lot. And I had to learn to read people's faces to know when to stop talking. So if you're a talker, you have to take some good body language classes to know when to stop talking, because people then will tune you out. So those are my two biggest challenges and how I've overcome them, Dr. Essie.
Indeed. Thank you for sharing about your personal challenges. I had no idea, and you just have amazing strength, and you know, you are overcoming each and every day, and it sounds like it's making you stronger, and you're helping others to learn more about the different illnesses and diseases. So get up and just do it is what you said, and thank you. So let's transition a little bit to your greatest success thus far.
My greatest success? My greatest success comes from others. It's not really my success, so to speak. It's the success that I feel came from other people's success. So I have two stories that I tell people often about. I'm a storyteller, in case you haven't figured that out. I have two stories that I tell people about times that I felt successful through other people. The first one is that I was in an airport in Las Vegas, and I hear this great voice that says, Dr. Tammy, Dr. Tammy, is that you? And I thought to myself, who would I know at a Las Vegas airport? But there comes this gentleman running up to me in a chef coat, and he said, you probably don't remember me, but I'm the student that you stopped and helped do a color photocopy for her and for my scholarship, and you got in a lot of trouble because you were making those photocopies and you were demanding codes, and all the staff were telling you, no, we don't do photocopies for students, and you're like, whatever, give me the code. He goes, I got this scholarship and I'm now a sous chef here at the airport, and if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have gotten the scholarship or my degree. And I thought, I felt successful because I was able to take a moment and help that gentleman get his scholarship. And who, I don't know, he needed a, for me, I just stopped because he needed a photocopy. Of course, now that school is allowed to make photocopies for students, because I was an executive at that time. And I thought to myself, who put in that rule? Of course we could make photocopies for students. So of course the policy changed as well. So in that moment I had a lot of success to be able to change the rules for the students in the future. But his success meant I was successful. The second story I tell is that when I got married, at a different city, mind you, the photographer, the chefs, the bakers, the hotel manager, the hairdresser, and my seamstress all just happened to be, as I was interviewing them for their parts in my wedding, all happened to be graduates of mine. Now, they remembered me when I did something for them, and they knew who I was. They ended up getting together and helping to put my wedding all in its glory, as long as I promised that I wouldn't see it until the first day when I came down the aisle. And that was success to me, not because they did that for, that was a great gift and a great honor, but it was fantastic to see them 10 years after their graduation. And for some of them, I remembered them, especially my hairdresser. And it was amazing to see what 10 years after their graduation was, from their children now, they're married now, they have successful businesses that they're running. And here I am in a whole nother city, and they were all there working and having their businesses. So my success was their success, that we were able to come to my schools. They were successful to graduate. They worked hard for it, and what an honor. So my success really turns out to be the success in others more than it is my success. And I look for that every day.
I just love that your success, you know, it comes from helping others. And me being an educator like you, sometimes you don't always see the reward of making a difference right then and there, but years later, it is amazing. So thank you for sharing that. So my next question, focus area, is how do you think that you're going to continue to help others based on everything that you're doing?
Well, I think the biggest thing I've been focused on right now to continue helping people, the COVID in particular has been very difficult for so many people. Not that we haven't had challenges in the past, but today, as I continue to reflect on my bio about a smile, the biggest thing we can do to help other people is to smile. So when I do get out, whether I have to wear a mask, you can still, I've lots of crow feet. You can see the smile with through that mask. You can see a smile when I write an email. You can see a smile when I'm talking to you now on the phone. You can see a smile. And people right now, no matter what, need a smile more than ever. So that is one way that I am right now focused on helping people, is through my smile. That is giving back to anyone, everyone. It's free and it goes a long way. I've even had a Walmart worker ask if they could hug me because they love that I smile at them every day instead of giving them a frown. So I think that that's really, really important. The other way is that I continue to help people is to teach them every day about something. I don't know. I come up with weird things. I teach them about my health. I teach them about how my broccoli is growing in my garden. I teach them about how different egg colors are. I teach them how to develop their businesses. Everyone has something that they can teach another person. And that is very helpful in learning, developing, and growing yourself. My husband is teaching me how to build a Ford F1, I don't know, it's a 1950s Ford. I'm learning all about how to build a truck. Who knew? I don't know. Engines are really hard. But everyone has something when you cross a path that you can learn from and teach someone. So helping people is another way of learning and giving back. I like to ask people, what can they teach me? That makes them feel very valued. It makes them feel important. And my goodness, who knew that those crumbled up eggshells could do a great, great miracle in my garden? But I just happened to pass somebody on the street, said hi, smiled, and they talked, started talking, and I learned about eggshells in my garden. So I think that that's a way of helping people without giving a lot of money, without giving a lot of time. And that gives yourself the ability to help anyone at any time. So that's what I'm doing to continue to help people today.
And, you know, I love the simple but powerful advice that you have given, you know, talking about the smile that can brighten someone's day and teaching others. And Dr. Essie Speaks Educational Consultant is all about helping others. And you've given so many wonderful pointers throughout our conversation today. So tell us, how can the listeners get in contact with you?
So listeners can get in contact with me. I am on LinkedIn. You can find me under Tammy Erickson under LinkedIn. You can also email me at terickson@bitofeverything.com. And I am even open to phone calls at 830-285-9662.
Dr. Erickson, thank you so much for being on my show today. And just to share with listeners, you are such a person with lots of experience and a rich journey. Continue doing the great things that you're doing, and may God continue to guide and bless you. And I hope that this year will bring you even more blessings and more success, and you will continue to give back and help others. So thank you again so very much.
Thank you.
Indeed. And let me leave you with my very own favorite quote, and that is, education is hard work, but it is also heart work. Thanks for listening, and remember to visit my website at www.dressiespeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast, my social media platforms, books, and so much more. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.